views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Today, your guest host, Karen Benton, is here. Karen is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. Joyful, abundant, and bursting with energy. Here is your guest host, Karen Benton.
Hello, this is Karen Benton, and welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am filling in for Colette today and every third Wednesday of the month. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the power of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at truthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and at transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through the Higher Shift Self Network if you're listening later. So it is my pleasure and honor to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and explore what's coming up for you in your life to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. I am so honored to introduce my guest today, Dr. Manjeer Samantha Lawton, who is a former medical general practitioner from the UK, a bioenergy therapist, holistic doctor, and author of the famed book, Punk Science, one of my favorites called The Genius Groove. I have so many marks on that book. I'm so excited to have her here to talk about all the work she's done, and The Magdalene Prophecies. She is an internationally known speaker for her ability to make the new science, such as string theory, her theory on the black holes, quantum physics, simple, relatable, and fun. She seamlessly legitimizes not just the power of the energetic and spiritual aspects of life, but its existence as a fundamental basis to liberate your emotions and move forward in life. I am so honored to welcome you, Dr. Manjeer, to the Truth is Funny radio show. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Karen. That's quite an intro. I'm glad to be here.
And I feel like I still cut it short. There's more I could have gone into of all the things done. I think one of the most amazing things is when I was looking at what I wanted to talk to you about today and bring to the community, I found myself slightly confused as there's so many aspects that you dive into so deeply that are such opportunities for everyone out there to recognize their unique ability to change their life experience. And on that note, I think what I first want to do is explore with the community. So you were a formal medical general practitioner in the UK, right? You're a doctor.
Yes, that's right.
And a lot of people, you know, in this day and age, I think it's growing, but for someone who has that background and then to have such an openness to mysticism and the spiritual realms and the incredible power that those aspects have for us in our lives, could you share with us how that transition happened for you?
Oh, gosh, yes. I wasn't always so open. I did start out as a skeptic. And I was really interested in science as a kid, and having two parents who are both doctors, and my grandfather and my great aunt, and always like doctors in the family, it was very much expected that I would go into science and I would go into medicine. So it was only when I got into medical school in London in the early 90s, and I just kind of knew something wasn't right. And it was what I'd been preparing for all my life. So it was kind of weird feeling. And I was into fitness. So somebody signed me up for yoga, which in those days wasn't, you know, that common. And so I went into what I thought was a yoga class, actually was a Kundalini awakening. And so I went through this is my first few weeks of med school in London. So I went through the whole 5 years of medical school and the whole of my, you know, GP training after that, with this spirituality to the, just complete, you know, it was like one minute I was a skeptic, next minute everything was just switched on, and I could, you know, feel energy coming out of my hands. I could, became psychic. I was having dimensional experiences. I was keeping it all quiet from my colleagues, of course. So I went through this sort of dual life for quite a few years.
So when you say I became psychic, I can hear my family saying, well, what does that mean? Like, what is psychic? You know, and I love that you also use the term interdimensional. Could you sort of describe, is there a difference between the two, and how does that show up in your life?
Well, I guess being psychic is a way of, tuning into different dimensions. You know, in physics, we talk about the fourth dimensional world is three dimensions, is space dimensions, and one at a time. So what you're, and, you know, from quantum physics as well, we know that, the big shift in quantum physics is that consciousness comes into the equation, as it were. So you could say that we have these dimensions of consciousness. So what we're doing when we're being psychic is we are shifting our consciousness, or shifting our conscious awareness to like different levels of the universe. There's just so many levels of the universe. In fact, most of the universe is missing to science. It's called dark matter and dark energy. So, you know, what we see as the physical is just a small aspect of that. So what we're doing when we're being psychic is, you know, we're actually tuning into different dimensions with consciousness. And as consciousness is a thing that's running the whole way through, you know, that makes it possible. And, you know, there's been lots of experiments, like, for example, Professor Gary Schwartz at University of Arizona, and he's actually done some control studies on psychic abilities, and there's actually many, many studies going back hundreds of years, and so we know that the psychic phenomena exist, and so people often are afraid of it because they don't know the scientific mechanism. So with my work, you know, I want to sort of demystify it and say, look, there's science behind it, the science of quantum non-locality, the science of consciousness, the string theory. So we can start to take some of the fear away, and people can use these elements of connectivity, really, just in their own lives.
Right. Wow, fantastic. So one of the books that I was first introduced in when I first actually met you, I was at a body talk conference in Malta, and you did a two-day presentation, which I just found amazing, because here I was, this person who thought, you know, I was not a science person. I didn't do well in it in school, right? Physics was not my thing, let alone quantum physics. What is that? No way. You know, biology was a struggle for me, all of those things. And yet I left those 2 days recognizing that it's relatable. It's all about how it's presented. So in particular, you spoke English really well, which was better than most of my professors, right? That's my number one problem with science, was like, could I just get someone who speaks English? Because I don't understand what you're saying, let alone when you say it with an accent. My question for you, your book is amazing, the Punk Science, which to me was essentially what that two-day presentation that I got in Malta was about. But for the audience, could we talk more about, because I remember sitting in Malta next to a body talk practitioner going, okay, I don't get this. What is consciousness? We talk about this. You know, what is it? I don't get it. And it brings me to some of the things that you speak of in punk science, but I also happen to be taking one of your courses that's called Simply Divine. And I think you do a phenomenal description in there of making it possible to jump from what we see every day and what we experience every day from our senses and this idea of consciousness based on, you know, the quantum physics, right? The idea of when they decided that and recognized how when you're doing an experiment, and you should probably describe this better than me, you know, what happens? What was the key piece that made us realize how this thing of consciousness matters?
Well, yeah, that's a really good question. And some people can get confused by this. So essentially, the big change was quantum physics at the early 20th century. And what that did was it showed us that the experiment changes depending on how we actually measure something. So when we're looking at something like a photon, depending on how we measure it, determines whether it behaves like a wave or like a point particle. So we tend to think of photons, which are particles of light, as just particles, but they're actually both. And for the first time in science, the way that we measure something, our observations, actually mattered and affected reality. So during the 1960s, some quantum physics physicists like Amit Goswami and Elizabeth Rauscher, actually set up a consciousness research group, which is very influential. And so this is where people started to realize that, if this is true, if our perceptions affect reality, there must be something about consciousness that is fundamental, that it's not just something that comes from our brains, that it's actually fundamental to matter, that matter comes out of consciousness and not the other way around. It's kind of like, as Amit Goswami says, the ground of all being. Everything comes from that, and it is the sort of baseline strata, you know, from everything else. I said that's not not a good word, because then you're referring to matter, but it's kind of the baseline. It's the ground of all being. So that was the big shift.
Wow. So basically, when you look at something, you're impacting what happens to it, essentially.
Well, it means that all of consciousness is connected throughout reality, yes.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Because we're such a physically based reality, right? We especially in medicine, we're looking primarily at the physical, right? And what happens from a physical standpoint. But to think that there's something, you know, whether you call that above that, right? There's something that is feeding that physical expression or that hurt arm or whatever you might be having, right? You're being impacted by something that's not physical.
Yes, exactly. And that's what we tap into when we do energy healing. That's what we're actually tuning into.
That's fantastic. Well, we need to take a break. So you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am Karen Benton, and I'm filling in for Colette today. My guest is Dr. Manjeer Samantha Lawton, and we will return and continue with this talk. And we're going to start exploring how we can look at the relationship of the heart and the mind and our experience in life. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819, and we will make some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
We are back on The Truth Is Funny. I am Karen Benton, and I am filling in for Colette today. My guest today is Dr. Manjeer Samantha Lawton. Before we continue, can you please share your contact information with our audience, Dr. Manjeer?
Yes, and the best way to get to see all the different projects that I'm doing is to go to my website, which the short one is punkscience.com, but it will redirect you to paradigmrevolution.com, but because punk science is a bit easier to spell. if you head on over there, you can see my blog. I post something every week. How to contact me, loads of videos. I'm really into making videos. There's a link to the Punk Science movie, which is coming, and a link to my courses, Simply Divine and the Magdalene Mystery School, and the books, and there's lots of stuff. So hope you enjoy perusing through that, as they say.
Oh, fantastic. Great. Okay. So I think on that note, so Punk Science, you wrote, how many years ago did you write that?
I wrote that between probably about 2001 and 2005, but it got published in 2006 because that's how publishers work.
And so you recently released the course called Simply Divine. Could you explain to us, you know, what got you there, what they're about, and what drew you to develop them?
Yeah, it was something I felt really strongly about because when I wrote Punk Science, and one of the main thrusts of Punk Science is moving beyond quantum physics into a new physics theory, which is called the black hole principle. And when I realized what the black hole principle meant for the way the universe actually works, I realized that it affects our own lives too. And one of the most important ways is, for example, positive thinking, because one of the things that the universe is actually balanced. It has both positive and negative, and that's what I realized from the actual physics theory. But the way what we tell people to do all the time is think positively and deny anything, any sort of shadow emotions or anything that are going on in our lives. And I saw that people were doing that a lot in the personal development field. And I thought, you know what, this isn't really the way that you move forward in your life. You move forward by integrating. So in the black hole principle terms, it's like taking the matter and the antimatter and bringing them into light. But you can't do that if you're were constantly suppressing the, you know, the shadow side. And because I saw that a lot and was getting great effects with people going through workshops where they actually were, you know, realizing when you apply the Black Hole Principle to your own life, how much it changes. And, you know, just it's very freeing to live your life according to these principles. It's taken me through a major, major crisis in my life. So I know that it works. So I thought, you know, really, I have to encapsulate everything that's in the science and then bring it into a really easy video course. It's really a lot of fun. It's got lots of color. It's got lots of stuff going on. And, you know, it's got these bite-sized lessons that you can really sink in and take each step at a time and really understand the science of consciousness, the dimensions, you know, the whole physics and biology of it all, and also the Black Hole Principle and how that can transform your life. So I feel very strongly about it because I think that people can really take this information, take this physics, and really get a better understanding of how to manage your own life.
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually in the middle of the course, and I totally agree with you. As an energy practitioner, like I said, I always thought science was something that was not necessarily my, you know, thing that I could do. I was so-called not so good at it. Same thing with the whole math. And now when it's presented, you know, by you in the way that I get so excited. I mean, just having an understanding of the quantum physics principles and how that supports the idea that there's something feeding our physical. As a nurse practitioner, you know, like you coming from the medical field, that is just mind blowing. And like you were saying, I love how you speak about the power of our shadow. That's just as important as the good stuff. And maybe you could speak a little bit more about how, maybe, I don't want to use the words, but why they're both so important. Why, you know, because people would say, well, I don't want to explore what's wrong with me, but it doesn't mean that you have to talk about it for your whole life. Or that doesn't mean that you have to explore every last thing that happened to you. How is it that that becomes such a powerful experience for people?
I think that real shift happens when we get to that point where, just as the antimatter and the matter of the Black Hole Principle are always light, that it's kind of like they're particles in disguise, but the reality is they're always light. When we realize that in any situation that we're in, when we shift that awareness and we realize that the situation was always healed at some level, because most of the situations that we're in that we feel hurt, we carry that charge and pain around with us for a long time. And most therapies encourage us just to, you know, push that pain and hurt around. When we apply the Black Hole Principle and realize everything is light all along, we just have to see that perspective. You can go, okay, well, this stuff happened to me. Where is the light in that? Where did that, where does it make sense? And sometimes you have to go up a level, you know, and get to the point where, okay, it makes sense. And that's where, you know, definitely in the therapy that I do with people as well, it's like getting into a different dimension of it where you can see how all the parts come together. But once you yourself get that perspective and realize how it all makes sense, and you go, right, if that didn't happen, then such and such couldn't happen, and I wouldn't be here where I am now. Then you start to see the light, and you start to see the healed reality that's always there in every situation. And yes, that can be hard work, and yes, it can take years sometimes, but sometimes all the person needs is that shift. And I've had situations in my own, you know, sort of healing clinic where somebody's actually had something for years, and then they've tried to forgive someone, and then when you go, there's nothing to forgive, everything is healed all along, that person just shifts immediately, and whatever it was that was bothering them for years, they just let go of it. And even 5 minutes later, they can't even remember what it was. It's gone from their reality.
Yeah.
So that's some of the power of applying this physics. And so what it's not is going, okay, don't look at these emotions. Emotions are bad. The shadow side is bad. Let's ignore that, because what will happen is it'll just come up and it'll just repeat as reflections in your own life until you get the message. So, you know, you really can't escape from it, because it will actually just reflect back at you going, I'm coming up to heal. You know, look at me, look at me.
Well, it's kind of like that saying, right, that we have, when it rains, it pours. You know, I mean, when our the essence is looking to learn and experience, it's gonna have it do it one way or the other, right? And we all have sayings for how that seems to show up in our lives.
Yes.
So you mentioned going up a level, and I kind of, when I work with my clients, or I try to associate that, I bring them the reality of that experience of, have you ever noticed when you look at a sunset, how your problems seem to get further away? What do you mean by up a level? Sometimes we have to go up a level to get a different perspective.
I guess I kind of think of what physicists often say about what Einstein did when he created when he kind of discovered what was already there, which is, like, you know, relativity. And he brought space and time together into space time, you know. So he was able to, like, metaphorically, if you're seeing a lot of chaos, like if you're on a battlefield or something, this is what physicists often talk about. If you're on a battlefield and you're on the ground and you can't really see what's going on, but if you go up a level, up a hill, and look down on the scene, you're able to see and make, you know, some sort of sense out of the chaos that was on the ground. And they say that this is effectively what Einstein was doing, going up and up a hill into a different dimensional level. And as you do that, the sort of the physics and mathematics actually comes together. I'm absolutely hopeless at maths, and I don't even have an A level in physics. I do have an A level, which is the sort of level you do when you're about 18 in school, in maths, because I just really didn't think I could handle physics. So I have to make all this stuff easy enough for me to understand, and so that's where all that comes from, that I have.
Well,
to
thank you, because without that I would not have the understanding that I do.
And I think, you know, like, you know, in the medical field, things are overcomplicated, and a lot of people going around, you know, using clever jargon, and it's just getting rid of that jargon to just, you know, say, okay, this is the bottom line. This is what it really means.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. What does that really mean in my life? It's such a, and getting meaning when you're in the details can be really difficult, right? When you're full of data, full of information, well, my blood level's this, and my, you know, my range of motion of this, and my my projected length of life is this, and all these details, and it's about essentially getting above the details, which to me reminds us each of who we really are. And we're going to get into that a little bit more when we come back, because it is time for another break. So we'll be right back to take your calls from 1-800-930-2819. And we'll continue this really fascinating talk with the amazing Dr. Mangier. Thank you very much.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Karen Benton, and I am filling in for Colette today. And we have Dr. Manjeer Samantha Lawton with us. And we have been discussing science and getting a new perspective and sort of merging the science and spirituality fields to provide us new potentials for experiencing change in our lives. And one of the things that we've just finished up was about talking about how we can sort of move up a level in order to get that new perspective, to change things. And what I love about that is I kind of wanted to link this in a little bit with the other book that you have, The Genius Groove, right? Which is this, and if anybody out there wants a book, to me, it changed my life. And it was funny, I lent it to my friend and she gave it back to me and it had so many stars and flags and writings all over it. She looked at me and she goes, "I'm so sorry." And I'm like, "That is my gift to you. I love that you got so much out of it." There's so many pearls of wisdom in there. But one of the things I think we can bring this around to is the heart and sort of exploring how getting that new perspective, really what that does for us. If you could, I guess, describe what led you to write the Genius Groove book and how that takes this, you know, even further.
Yeah, the Genius Groove, thank you for the great review, by the way, but the Genius Groove is looking at all of this from a slightly different perspective, more personal perspective, where punk science was, you know, a lot of this is the physics, here it is. So I even tell my story about how all these principles led me out of a situation where in 2002 I had my my parents, my ex-husband, kind of tell the medical authorities that all the spirituality went, that I'd lost it, and I went through a whole medical investigation and everything like that. These principles got me through. You know, these principles of understanding the bigger picture, how, you know, the like, this was at some level created by me beyond space and time. And so I had to keep going into what sort of soul contracts have I created with my family, and just, it was hard work, but I did that sort of work continuously to get myself better, really, because obviously it was quite a devastating time for me. So I wanted to show that these principles really can work in people's lives, and that you can, that everybody has their own, and it let all this you know, drama in my life led me onto my true path, which is what I call the genius group. And when I started to become on my true path, things would happen that would just, like, I'd suddenly find myself on national TV with Richard Dawkins, and, you know, incredible things would just open up and open up. And it's like, that's what I call the genius group. So when you're tuning into the sort of quantum field, you know, what the information that comes through that is particular to you, the sort of new life that can open up for you, and it's real. So I wanted to sort of encapsulate that and the science behind that new understanding of creativity.
I love that. And I mean, that for so many of us, particularly, you know, here in the States and all, this idea of mental illness, and there you were, a practicing medical GP being accused by your closest family members for, you know, kind of having lost it. And I can relate so much in my own journey of, you know, from a surgical trauma ICU nurse to a colon or rectal nurse practitioner to having these interests and feeling like I was losing it, you know, and feeling like I had to keep secret this incredible things that were inspiring me, these things that lit me up in a way that I had never known. And there's a whole contingent of people that are fearful that they will be judged by the world for exploring their shadows, for being willing to feel the feelings that they're having when they're coming up, even if they're not appropriate, following the path of their heart. And I think that's one of the things that the book does so much, is allows you to really sink into the truth of who you are. From and what the beauty is, linking how science helps us do that, which is just so magical. These scientific principles help you remember on a deep level who you really are. And on that note, we actually have a caller. So I think if you're up for that, we could bring her on now. Does that sound good?
Yeah, cool.
Okay, great. Let's see.
Chelsea, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Chelsea. Welcome to the Truth is Funny radio show. How can we help you?
Hello. I was hoping to shift some energy today. I would like to shift to, I find when people, when I have judgments coming towards me, I shut down. And I want to just be able to allow the judgments to go through me without affecting me and bringing me down, I guess, attaching myself to the judgment.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. Hi, Chelsea.
Hello.
That's a really interesting one. As someone who is out in the public and, you know, getting judgments kind of at me, you know, for saying what I say and everything, you know, it can sometimes be like, oh, this, I'm feeling like I'm being attacked and everything like that. But no matter what happens, I always come back to that first principle, which is, this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity to understand what my shadow is telling me about myself. So, you know, it doesn't mean you go to the person who's giving the judgment and kind of go, hey, I'm your best friend now. But I mean, you know, when they are giving you when you're getting this from your universe, sort of take the time to look at it and go, okay, what is it that is, what's the kernel of truth in there for me? What is the kernel of reflection? And it can be difficult work sometimes. But instead of kind of deflecting that and, you know, pushing that away, sometimes going, yeah, where is it in me that I believe that about myself? And can I get to that? And can I actually transform that belief about myself? And, you know, it's so powerful work, this. I mean, there was one time when people were attacking me because I was on a BBC radio website talking about spiritual science. And I went into a real kind of like, oh, no, it's about the BBC, and, you know, messed up and everything like that. And I did this work going, well, at the end of the day, some of me feels that I shouldn't be on the BBC website. And as soon as I got to that, you know, kernel of truth and reflection for me, the moment that I cleared that, the BBC called me out to do a TV show. It was just really weird, and it was a totally unrelated kind of show, but it was, you know, it's doing that sort of reflection work.
That's so cool. How do you feel about that, Chelsea?
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And I think one of the great aspects of turning any negative experience that we have around is the opportunity to see how we are the creators of our lives, right? And it's sort of like Dr. Mangier was saying, how in the quantum physics principles, we recognize that the observer plays a role in what happens, right? So you observing yourself is having an impact on what you're seeing. And so that can seem like a burden at times, right? Because we're sort of wired to look to the outside world to solve our issues, but it can actually be really exciting as we start to recognize that we have the creative capacity, more so than anyone else out there, to be the source of creative release that's most attuned to our unique makeup.
Do you want to say a bit, maybe, Chelsea, about what's happening for you, what's going on?
Pardon?
Do you want to say a bit more about what's going on for you?
I just find I almost get, like, I get weak and not strong when I get judgments towards me, and I get really defensive. And I just want to be more neutral, I guess.
And what sort of, do you want to say an example at all? Is that okay?
I'm just trying to think of an example. I don't know, just criticism from loved ones or family members. I just wish I could be more neutral rather than taking that in, and I almost get emotion from that, and then I push it down.
The emotion is where there was some charge there. Remember when we were talking about the particles and the antimatter and matter, that emotion, that charge is where you, there's something there for you. There's a kernel of transformation there for you. You don't have to do this with the actual person, but when you are on your own, take the things that really are triggering you and just journal and start to write, where do I feel this way about myself? And just keep going and see what comes up and go through the layers and the layers and the layers, because there's something here that you are trying to integrate. Your soul is trying to integrate. And it's like everything is connected to you, you know, so there's something in your environment that is helping you to integrate. It doesn't mean that you have to go to these people and be all nicey-nicey in 3D reality, but you will see when you do this work that they will actually shift too. You know, so the more that we shift inside ourselves and integrate inside ourselves, the more that that will shift. So that emotion and that charge is telling you that there's something here. It's there's something that where the matter and the antimatter wants to come together into light.
And with that, time really flies when we're having fun, but it's time for us to take another break. Chelsea, if you want to journal with that for a couple of minutes while we're on break, and we can come back in and check with you, does that sound okay?
Sure, thank you.
Okay, great. So we'll be right back with The Truth is Funny.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Stephan is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
So this is Karen Benton, my goodness, I just tripped over my own words, and you are on the Truth is Funny radio show with my amazing guest, Dr. Mangeer Samantha Lawton, and we were talking with Chelsea. Chelsea, are you still there?
Hello.
Hi. So how did the break time go? Were you able to find any insight when you explored it from the from the point of looking at what this might be reflecting of your own beliefs about yourself in your experiences with your family?
I didn't get a whole lot.
Yeah.
It's a bit quick. It's a bit quick. But
I think
I would
have to wait till I'm like charged up in the moment and then like journal.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes that's why we're sort of asking for an example, right? Because when we can get into something that we're charged about, that's, when we go into that shadow, into that charge, that's where we get that opportunity to really shift it and move it through. When we're sort of speaking from above, from a philosophical sense of like, I just want to be less charged when someone's judging me. But what's great about that is we all can all relate, right? Even during the break, Dr. Mangeer and I were talking about the times in our lives where we've been sort of, to that breaking point where someone is essentially, as a scientist and a general practitioner, myself as a medical practitioner that is exploring these other realms, you do get attacked sometimes, right? We do, from our closest family members. And one of
I just was sharing an example of I had a massive fear about a scientist would one day really attack me. And I did a talk in Bulgaria a couple of years ago where somebody did that. And I was really, this is exactly the judgment that I was worried about. And then I realized it was me worried about, it was me judging me. Who do you think you are getting up there talking about this stuff? And those words were coming out of him. And I was going, hang on a minute, this is me. I'm going, who do you think you are? You haven't got a physics degree. What do you think you're doing? Da, da, da. And all that judgment on myself and everything manifested in this man completely attacking me after I came off this talk. And but it gave me the opportunity to look at that and go, but no, I know what I'm saying is real. because I've got this evidence, I've got this, and I'm grateful for the opportunity I was able to actually move through that fear that I had and get to the other side. So sometimes there's this kernel, you know, in those sort of judgments and everything, of an opportunity to actually get through. So, but it for me, you know, being on the live on the radio like this may not be the best time. So it's like going away and actually taking this, and also asking the question, why has my higher self sort of manifested this as well? That might be that's a good question to ask, to sort of bring things up in the journaling as well.
Yeah, and I the example that I would share for myself is we have a yearly family reunion, and I was going through a real deep process, and I chose, you know, last minute decided not to go. I needed to honor where I was at. I had been through a lot in the previous year, and I got so much flack from it from my family, and I was so charged up, and I felt so judged by them that I wasn't doing the right thing. But the reality is they were reflecting back to me my own insecurities about putting myself first and making a decision that felt truly aligned with where I needed to be in that moment, so that I could do that more and more in my life, right? And in order for me to do more of what I love, which is this energy work and exploring the possibilities of changing our lives through something other than surgery and pills and the way medicine approaches it. And I'm not judging that. I'm just saying I'm drawn to explore other ways, that I needed to be okay with putting myself first more often. You know, be willing to explore what I'm drawn to explore, even when the ones that love me the most are not on board. And it was radical. I mean, it was to the point where even my friends that were in town at that time knew how my family was reacting to it. And it was such an interesting thing, but it was such a growth opportunity for me. And then I can feel that same sensation come up, and I laugh going, okay, this is reflecting something that I feel about myself, you know, that I not believe my feelings are worthy, and therefore these people that are judging me right now are reflecting that to me. Mm-hmm. And right there is like what Dr. Manjir was saying is the antimatter meeting the matter. And what I want to address now, the other thing that we were talking about is one of the things I've heard you say, Dr. Manjir, is the power that this has and the ripple effect it has on the world. And maybe you could elaborate on that a little bit more.
I mean, I just want to check in with Chelsea as well to see how you're doing at this point before we get into that. Is she still there?
I'm resonating with a lot with what you guys are saying.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah, it is, you know, there is it's an opportunity, I think, later to really get, because live on the air in a few minutes isn't enough time to really get deep with yourself. So, you know, I don't want to. But yeah, the anything that we do, all the transformation work that we do, I often talk about the holographic principle. So in a hologram in physics is when you have it's actually a piece of film, and you create an image with lasers, and by shining the laser off an object, and then you know, shining two lasers off an object, and then they interfere with each other, and then you put those through your film, and that creates an image of the object. Now, if you take that actual film and make a little kind of a little piece of it, and then shine another laser through, guess what? You get the not just a little bit of that object, you get an image of that whole object, which means the small actually creates actually has the information of the whole, and that's the holographic principle. And so now physicists are saying that the whole entire universe is a giant hologram. And what that means for us is that if the whole universe is holographic consciousness, then everything that we do, all our inner transformation that we see as insignificant, it is affecting the entire universe. All of the consciousness shifts that we're seeing are happening as a result of all of us doing this inner work that we think we're just doing it. It is going out to everyone. So, you know, don't think that you're insignificant at all. The inner work that you're doing, the shifts that you're making in your own life, it's helping absolutely everyone. You don't have to go out there necessarily to do if you're drawn to, but also the things that you're doing inside yourself are affecting and lifting the whole planet.
Oh. Chelsea, how do you feel about that?
Pretty powerful,
right? It's pretty amazing. And so I want to let you know, It is. And it's part of one of the things I have worked with Mangere myself, and Dr. Mangere, appropriate, and find her. What's so powerful is we're often, and particularly me coming from the medical world, looking outside of myself for the answers and for others to strengthen me and to do this. And what the science principles provide is this opportunity to regularly explore our own inner landscape and our own ability to shift and move things through. And so one of the amazing things she's going to be offering is a discount on her Simply Divine course. I'm not saying you need to do it at all, but just because as an opportunity to allow the audience to explore this more. What was the, I forget what you said.
Just for people, for your show, Karen, I'm offering a discount of 25% on Simply Divine until the end of Feb. And they, if they use the code LIMITLESS, they go to my website, so it's paradigmrevolution.com, and it's /simply-divine, or you can get there just the way that I said earlier. So if you go to that URL and go through to the checkout page, and then you'll put the discount code LIMITLESS, you'll get 25% off till the end of Feb.
That's fantastic. Chelsea, I want to thank you so much for sharing your individual exploration with us and the gift that is to the community and the world at large. So thank you again, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. And boy, talk about time flying. We are now to the end of our show. Dr. Angier, I want to thank you so much for being on the show and taking the time to explore these amazing opportunities for the world at large, for all the work you do, from your books to your courses. And you got the information about how she is offering this community a discount for her Simply Divine course, where you will learn to do just this yourself, learning the science and how that provides a pathway for self-realization, essentially, for recognition of the heart and the soul and the mind and our higher self, whatever words you want to use for it. Mangere, do you have any closing comments before we sign off?
Just thank you very much for having me, Karen. It's been
great. Thank you. And my information is www.karenbetton.com. And Colette will be back next week with her show. And I will be back in one more month, the third Wednesday of the month, with my next guest. Thank you so much. And you all have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.